So how does one actually diagnose any of these problems?
There are a number of different ways. If a patient has symptoms of overactive or underactive thyroid, you would test a simple lab called the TSH, or thyroid stimulating hormone.
And that's part of a thyroid panel, or is that a different?
It can be. In fact, it's probably what we consider the most useful part of the thyroid panel. The TSH is one part of the thyroid panel. Interestingly, the TSH is not a thyroid hormone per se. It's another hormone that serves kind of as a barometer or a gauge for how the thyroid's been doing over the previous 6 weeks.
Thyroid stimulating hormone, or TSH, comes actually from another endocrine gland.
It does. It comes from what we call the, quote, master gland, which is the pituitary gland, a very small gland, about a centimeter at the bottom of the brain. But it sends signals to the thyroid, and TSH is the main signal it sends.
And so the TSH is a useful initial test in the workup of somebody who has thyroid disease.
It is. It's the most sensitive test. It changes very quickly and fairly dramatically in response to even tiny changes in thyroid function.
Let's talk more about the thyroid test in general. There's the TSH that you've already described. What are the other components of a thyroid panel?
The two other components of the thyroid panel is some sort of measurement of T4 and another measurement of T3. T4 and T3 are just shorthand terms for the actual thyroid hormones that the thyroid gland makes.
And TSH stimulates the thyroid gland to produce T4 and T3.
That's correct. Mainly, it stimulates the thyroid gland to make T4. That's about 80 to 90% of what our thyroid gland makes. But it also stimulates perhaps 10 to 20% production of T3, which is just a different form and perhaps a more active form of thyroid hormone.
Help me interpret the TSH test, which you've described as so important, because it's a little counterintuitive to figure out how best to interpret it. If the TSH is elevated, it means what?
If the TSH is elevated, it means that the gland is underactive. It is a confusing concept even to our medical students, and I usually tell people a simple way to think about it is if the gland is dysfunctional in some way, not working properly, the TSH will move in the opposite direction to let you know what's going on.
And that's, I suppose, because the pituitary gland is producing more TSH almost to rev up the thyroid in the hopes that it makes it work more efficiently?
That is absolutely correct. The pituitary gland senses the thyroid perhaps is underfunctioning and as a consequence will raise the TSH level in the example of an underactive thyroid.
So conversely, if the TSH is very low, it would mean that the thyroid gland is overactive because it's the pituitary senses too much thyroid production already.
That's right. If the thyroid gland is making too much thyroid hormone on its own, there's really no reason for the pituitary gland to make thyroid stimulating hormone and appropriately lowers the TSH.
So in addition to the clinical symptoms and this thyroid panel, what other diagnostic tests does one need?
If a patient is hypothyroid, underactive thyroid, oftentimes we don't need any other testing panel. We rely on these simple blood tests as well as obviously the patient's history and our exam to decide what's going on and if treatment's needed. By contrast, in a hyperthyroid patient whose gland is overactive, there are a lot of different things that can cause a thyroid gland to be overactive, and sometimes we'll use radiology tests. We'll use something called an iodine uptake and scan, and that'll let us know what part of the thyroid is active and how active it is so we can tailor our treatment.